At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You are looking live at VSiN Prime Time. Live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas, here is Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel.
Hour 2 of VSiN Prime Time alongside Jared Smith. I am Tim Murray. We're live here at the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to dive into Brock Bowers and
dive up.
Where could he be?
we will
discuss that. But I do want to circle back. By the way, just a quick update on where we stand market wise as the play-in tournament about to restart, as Philadelphia and Miami will tip off around 7:15 or so in Philadelphia. 76ers laying 5.5 in that one. Juice varies depending on what book you look at. Here at Circa, it's -115 towards Miami, -110 at most shops. And then I see Caesars William Hill sits at -$1.20 towards Philly. So trending towards 6 there, and even money for the Miami Heat. Open 4.5, got bet up to 5.5. Total sits at 208, 207.5 if you do like the over. 207.5 is the best price that you can find. Late night, Jared is on the over in the Bulls and Hawks game. That game will tip off roughly around 9:30 Eastern, and the Bulls right now a consensus 3-point favorite against the Atlanta Hawks. JVT, who will join the show in the third hour of the program, he does like the Hawks on the money line. He also laid 4.5 with Philadelphia, so not exactly sure if he would still recommend a 5.5-point spread, but that is where we stand on those two games. You have a player prop that you are going to be playing in Philly and Miami?
Yeah. We're going to do the a little SGP action. Over a half, just one, made three for my guy Nicholas Batum. Very excited to see his postseason run. Had a really great career with a bunch of different teams. Most recently, I think the Clippers. But has a ton of postseason experience. And again, there's just not a lot of knockdown shooters on this Sixers roster. And that is the one part to the Heat's defense that can be had. I think Miami's defense will do fine on Embiid. I think Embiid's health obviously will be a question. Low total in this game, so I don't love over on scoring props. But I do like finding the niche guys that have the experience, aren't afraid in a big moment to knock down a shot. And Batum on the year, 70% hit rate, making 1-3. I think 42 out of 63 is the number I looked at there. So it's not like he's not producing, but in the postseason, I just think his value goes up a hair because of the experience he has. And then we're going to pair that with Jimmy Butler's points prop, playoff Jimmy. I don't really have to give you a whole lot of handicapping here. There just aren't a lot of pure scorers on this Miami team. And for some reason in the postseason, Jimmy Butler goes from being an average scorer to being an above average scorer. So we will play that trend on his player prop to the over for scoring. So over 23.5 points, over a half, made three for Batum, over 23.5 points for Jimmy Butler, +220. Good SGP value there for me as we try to find a little pizza money action. I don't like the early game as much as I like the late game. I really think the late game we're going to see some scoring. I think the Bulls are going to be able to really exploit this Hawks defense, and I also think Trae Young And the Hawks offense with Bogdanovich and a couple other decent outside shooters there will be able to take advantage of the Bulls' weakness on defense, which is the perimeter. More points from the outside. Hopefully that means more scoring. So I bet the over there last night. But the early game SGP, Butler over 23 and a hook, and Batum over a half three.
So I wanted to jump into this because obviously we've spent a lot of time on quarterbacks and we've given out our best bets and we're continuing that draft portfolio. Brock Bowers is one of the more fascinating prospects in this draft class this year because he is from a massively high-profile program in Georgia. He has been the top tight end in college football for the last 2 years, and he is thought to be one of the elite prospects in this draft class. The problem for him is that the positional value of the tight end position is not thought of all that highly in league circles, right? Edge rushers, quarterbacks, wide receivers, those are the guys you're going to see go higher in drafts normally than tight ends. Now, Kyle Pitts, obviously the exception just a couple years ago, but you think back to a guy like Michael Mayer, who was mocked universally in the first round, fell to the second round, actually was the third overall tight end selected just a year ago by the Las Vegas Raiders. But Brock Bowers is certainly a more unique pass catcher than, I would say, a prototypical tight end like a Michael Mayer. So a lot has been going on regarding Brock Bowers to the New York Jets. That has been a very commonly mocked selection here in the past couple of days. I'll read from Dane Brugler's mock draft today. If you focus only on tight end, he puts it in parentheses, positional designation here, you might not love this pick. But if you pay attention to the dynamic impact Bowers can bring to an offense, this isn't a hard sell. The Napa, California native is as much of a tight end as he is a slot receiver who can also block in line or line up outside. The Jets are in a win-now mindset, and Bowers makes the offense better from day one. So that is a pro Bowers selection. Let's go to the other side, which was a tweet regarding Todd McShay's appearance on the Ryan Russillo podcast, which said that McShay was skeptical on the Jets drafting, taking Bowers at 10. Now, I'll point this out. This is just taking it. I listened to the whole podcast. What McShay said, to paraphrase, Joe Douglas historically wants more picks. They don't have a second-round pick. The Jets don't. They don't have a fifth-round pick. In total, they have 7 picks. So he believed trading back would make a little bit more sense. Let's get to what Tony Pauline put today on his website. The way it looks now, Bowers won't get past the Jets at pick 10. I first mentioned during my report from Georgia's Pro Day on March 13th, quote, the teams showing the most interest are the Chargers, 5th pick, Titans, 7th pick, Bears, 9th pick, Jets, 10th pick, and that still holds true. Sources say if the Bears go pass catcher with the 9th pick, it could come down to Bowers or receiver Rome Odunze. Brock Bowers has visited the Jets, the Bears, and the Chargers all this week. Adam Schefter, earlier this week, said on NFL Live that he fully anticipates Brock Bowers to land between 10 and 16. The last piece I want to bring up before we discuss this, Jared, is Peter Schrager from the NFL Network mocked Brock Bowers to the New York Jets. Peter Schrager historically has had a pretty good feel on what the Jets are going to do in the draft. So taking a look at what he has predicted over the last 4 years, Jared, it has been in 2019, Quinnen Williams, accurate. 2020, Mekhi Becton, accurate. 2021, Zach Wilson, I think we all saw that coming, but regardless, accurate. 2022, Sauce Gardner, and Garrett Wilson, he had correctly predicted. Last year, he was off, did have an edge rusher in Lucas Van Ness. They ultimately went with Will McDonald out of Iowa State. So all that is out.
Right state, wrong school.
All that is out there. Market sits right now. Brock Bowers, DraftKings, over under 12.5, juiced to the under at minus 145. Circa sits at over under 11.5, juiced to the over, minus 205, plus 106 to the under. Here at Circa, the Jets' first pick to be a tight end, yes, is plus 245. Important to note, this was plus 155 yesterday, so strong resistance came in on the no. You got all this information. Daniel Jeremiah has Brock Bowers 7th on his big board, Dane Brugler 8th, Lance Zierlein 8th, Nate Tice, our good friend over at The Athletic and Yahoo Sports, has him 4th. What would you do with Brock Bowers, with his draft position sitting at 11.5, 12, or 12.5, and we have a selection of the Jets to be a plus 245. And oh, by the way, Brock Bowers can also do this. I think we have this video of him at 6'3", doing a backflip and landing cleanly on his feet, just showing the unique wow. athleticism there of the tight end from Georgia. So I know I just threw a lot of information out there. What would you do, Jared? Would you make a bet? Would you stay away? Connor Allen, who we're going to have on later in the show from 4 for 4, does a good job handicapping the draft. He believes that over, at least earlier this week, I don't know if his mind has changed, but he believes over is the look. Our good friend Luke Swain, yesterday on the program, wasn't buying in all this hype. What do you make of it?
I think McShay is tight with, I can confirm that.
Joe Douglas.
Yeah, they all went to Richmond together, and I, shout out Jim Monas for confirming that with me. There is some vibe there, but also he's gotten the last two drafts wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He had IK mocked to the Jets the year they took Sauce, and I thought the Jets drafting Sauce was like one of the easiest slam dunk, picks ever in the history of maybe the Jets franchise, other than Joe Namath and Keyshawn Johnson. But even the year before that, or 2 years before that, he had Jerry Jeudy instead of Mekhi Becton. So I don't know if maybe the vibe that he has with Douglas translates to him being able to mock them accurately. I think the assessment on the Jets franchise right now is sound. We're in year two of a two-year window with Aaron Rodgers. They got some veteran help up front in the offensive line. You would think O-line makes sense here, but I don't think the GM really cares what they leave behind. If this is a big year for Douglas, they need to win now. And I think you take the shiny toy and you leave the developmental prospects for the next regime if it doesn't work out.
Peter Schrager in his mock draft said, quote, "In fact, I've been told by multiple general managers that I'm not high enough on Bowers." What do we do with Brock Bowers? We'll ask Thor Nystrom that question next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Right now, we've got a great offer going. It's free. You love free stuff? I love free stuff. We're offering 2 weeks of our exclusive betting splits for free. Head on over to VSiN.com/splits. VSiN betting splits updated every 5 minutes with DraftKings odds to give you the latest changes in the action. Where's the money coming in? What side is the public going to be on? So take advantage of it. It's a limited time offer. VSiN.com/splits. 2 weeks free. Head on over there right now, which is where I am at this very moment. Sixers, 60% of the bets, 65% of the handle on Philadelphia, lay in the 5.5. 81% of the bets, 76% of the handle on the over, and 69% of the bets, 70% of the handle on the Sixers on the money line. That's Jared Smith. I'm Tim Murray. Thor Nystrom has been joining us all throughout the draft process. We have been going back and forth. It's been a lot of fun breaking down these prospects. Very curious to see where his beloved J.J. McCarthy will land. Will he land in his Twin Cities? But I want to put a bow on what we were just discussing, because I felt like today and maybe this whole week, Thor, has been a lot of discussion around where will Brock Bowers go, right? You look at various big boards out there. He's top 10 in all of them. You get Tony Pauline's report that he believes the floor is number 10. You get Adam Schefter on Monday saying he thinks it's 10 to 16 for him. Then you get all this kind of smoke, whether it's Peter Schrager or Dane Brugler mocking him to the New York Jets. So what do you make of Brock Bowers? And ultimately, with the draft position at 11.5 or 12.5, depending on various juices, what do you make of where he ultimately lands next Thursday?
I have heard conflicting reports about the Jets' interest. That being said, I am on going under that 11.5, and I have been mocking him to the Jets. You know, like you think about the scenario of when they're on the clock and Aaron Rodgers trying to break down the door, give me Brock Bowers. I just think Brock Bowers is so good. I don't think people realize how good that kid is. He was only on campus for 3 years. All 3 years, he led that team in receiving yards. Two of those teams won national titles. They only lost 2 games. Not only that, Kirby Smart said if they had shifted him to running back, he would have been the team's best running back. He was a first-team All-American in multiple of those seasons. All 3 of those seasons, he was a first-team All-American. He's absolutely ridiculous. You can line him up anywhere. His ball skills are dumb. He breaks tackles. He's awesome after the catch, of course. Doesn't drop anything. So he's not really a tight end in the tradition, like in the way that my father would think of a tight end. He's just a dude that you get the ball to, and he is going to manufacture yards for you.
Football player. That's what we call those guys. They're football players. Yeah, to me, this is a really easy betting strategy. I think you take the plus money on him to go to the Jets, and you take the other plus money on under 11.5. I think worst case scenario, you go 1-1 because he goes earlier than the Jets at 10 because somebody views the way Thor views him, which is just an absolute baller. I think one of the more, robust positions in this draft that never gets talked about, right? The offensive lineman, Thor, they always get overlooked. We feel pretty good about Ault going as the first offensive lineman. But after that, I think we could see a run in that teen area. And 9.5, I mean, that's one of the biggest numbers I've ever seen for a position group in the first round of a draft. Do you still feel comfortable that there will be double-digit offensive linemen taken next Thursday night?
you know, doing this job, you do a million mock drafts in the couple months leading up to the draft. And depending on the iteration, it generally comes down to 9 or 10. I feel like that's a perfect number. I feel like there's better value on the board. We are going to get an eye-popping number of offensive linemen that come off the board. One contextual thing I would just toss out there is, and I've mentioned this before, but the offensive line class, specifically the offensive tackle class, along with the wide receiver class, those ones are both stacked. And so the teams that are on the clock in the first round, you have the three-dimensional chess decision of, should we hit one of our other positional needs where it drops off quicker and eschew the other one until round two, where there will still be an immediate starter at one of those positions? That would be this. If enough teams do that, that's a scenario where it could just toggle under slightly. But yeah, it is going to be right around there, that 9.5 number either way.
Thor Nystrom joining us here, fantasy pros, betting pros. He joins us on our progressive guest line. Follow him on Twitter at ThorKU. We've talked a lot on this show regarding Bo Nix. You actually had a pretty scorching take that I think it was something to the fact of, if anyone drafts him in the first round, they should be fired. Hopefully that's the case and no one gets fired and we make some money on him going in the second round. But I want to get to Michael Penix, because every person that you listen to, the word is polarizing because there's so many differing opinions. And Albert Breer went on Rich Eisen's show about a week ago and said, scouts and front offices have their doubts, but coaches love him. And then I saw another tweet today that we discussed, Ben Solak and Lance Zierlein kind of going back and forth of the inaccuracy on some of his shorter throws. He still sits at 32.5. Would you touch Michael Penix's prop with the, it feels like just the uncertainty of his game? Can throw the ball a million miles down the field, but the underneath is some questions. What's your feel on Michael Penix Jr.?
I'm more confident on the over on Knicks right around there, but yeah. Penix, I feel like that is a fairer number, but I still would shade that over. I'm still, the bet I prefer of those is now with the plus money of the 4.5 going under of the quarterbacks. You know, I've been on that under the 4.5 quarterbacks this entire time. Yeah, Penix is the one that you could potentially justify, I think, at the end of the first round because of the arm talent. But all of those arguments, it speaks to some of the more unsavory aspects of his evaluation. We talked a lot about the durability stuff, 4 straight season-ending injuries when he was at Indiana, which I think is the dirty little secret about why he didn't run at all at Washington. Under the coach at Washington that tutored him at Indiana previously, when he was more of the dual threat guy, like that was his recruiting pedigree coming out. Everyone remembers during the COVID season when they upset Penn State and he ran, he reached the ball out over the goal line. You saw a lot more of that stuff. Why wasn't he running despite the fact that he ran in the 4.5s and tested like a very good athlete during his pro day? I think it's because of all those season-ending injuries. But to the point of all this other discourse, his mechanics, despite the awesome arm talent, you cannot deny the arm talent. The mechanics are, they're not even a work in progress. I just think it is what it is. He eschews the lower half. It is all upper body action with him. That's why you see the dime throws for sure, but you also see those bouts of inaccuracy. We saw it, for instance, in the national title game. You remember when he missed a wide open Roma Dunze on the right sideline? There's numerous other examples as you go back in other games. And of course, there's also dime throws. You can toss out a million dime throws. But that is why there's vacillation in that. I also, one other aspect of his game that I would mention, I think he goes to the first read a bit more often than people talk about in the public discourse. I think that's why opposing defensive coordinators at least attempted to press Roma Dunze off the line so much. He was attempted to be pressed more, Roma Dunze, more than any wide receiver in the FBS more that last season. That had nothing to do with Roma Dunze and everything to do with the fact that people knew that Penix was locking onto him right after the snap. And if you slowed that down and the timing of that thing, that's how you could potentially push Penix off his spot. That's how you depreciated his accuracy and the decision started to get a little wonkier.
Mm. Hey, Thor, before we let you run, we got about 2 minutes. Thor Nystrom joining us here, draft analyst over at Betting Pros and Fantasy Pros. Follow him on Twitter at ThorKU. You mentioned there's a more value on the board. So dealer's choice, where do you want to take us here on the draft betting board currently?
I don't have the prop thing right in front of me. The board right in front of me. I've had my head in my 500 board that's coming out tomorrow on Fantasy Price. If you have the current prices, you just toss some at me.
Do you want to go more positional or do you want to go player situation?
Give me some slot props.
Slot props. All right. How about Ladd McConkey over under 34.5?
I'm going under.
Yeah. He's one that, you know, we talked about a while ago where you look at his, it was like 3-1 to go in the first round. He seems like a guy that ultimately could be drafted high. A.D. Mitchell out of Texas.
That was what I was going to ask, because he had some weird stuff today with the medicals.
It was 17.5 at open at Circa. It immediately got bet up, way up. So now it's kind of stood at 27.5.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Still play or pass on that?
It went to 27.5?
27.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, wow.
Still favored to be in the first round.
And I'll say this is coming from someone I rank A.D. Mitchell, and I've gotten some crap for this on social media. I don't care. I rank him as my wide receiver 13.
Whoa.
I don't care. There's issues there with his game. The utility, it's all down the field. I compare him to Dave Kingman for our baseball fans out there. Either get a strikeout or a dinger, and the dingers only come in so many games. Last year, he only had 3 ones where he went off. The other games frequently disappeared and was a non-factor, and Texas was going elsewhere because the utility is all north-south. He has the ridiculous speed for sure, but it is build-up speed.
Thor, great stuff, man. Always appreciate really it. One last check-in next week before the big day.
Can't wait, boys. We'll see you then.
There he is. Thor Nystrom on our Progressive guest line. Follow him on Twitter at ThorKU. Update you on what's going on in Philadelphia. Not a whole lot.
Is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We keep it rolling here on VSiN Primetime. Thanks as always to Thor Nystrom. Ladd McConkey is an interesting one where you do feel like back half of the first round, is that a guy that one of those teams look at, whether it be Kansas City, San Francisco?
Yeah, he has Niners written all over him, right?
Well, Peter Schrager, who has a pretty good relationship with Kyle Shanahan, did mock Ladd McConkey to the Niners.
That makes a lot of sense.
So he would make a lot of sense. Over under at Circa is 34.5 to be in the first round has been on the move. This was the first bet we gave out from the draft side of things in the portfolio. Ladd McConkey first round at 3-1.
Fantastic wager.
Thought it was worth a you know.
What's it down to now?
Plus 160.
Nice. So, I'll probably still play it there.
Yeah.
I really like the other side of it, though. Adonai Mitchell not to be in the first round. I'd love to find a no on that. I'm only seeing his total. I'm not seeing a no.
Total is sitting at 27.5 here as well. So, we'll obviously keep talking and seeing what kind of circles out. I do think, you know, McConkey's one of those guys that when you look at the teams in the back half of the first round, knowing he'll come in, be productive right away, great route runner, great hands.
Georgia, man. Get them Georgia pass catchers in there early.
So we will see. Looking at McConkey, landed 33rd in Dane Brugler's 7-round mock today. Peter Schrager put him at 31st. So a couple notable mock drafts that had him pretty relatively high. Connor Allen, who will be on the program coming up top of the next hour. He had him sitting as the final pick of the first round going to the Kansas City Chiefs. So more on the NFL draft coming up top of the hour. Hopefully Ladd McConkey does find his way into the first round. That would be lovely if we can make that
I think
that
you're
going
to have a really good draft.
It'd be nice.
I think you've really nailed this analysis that I'm hearing here this week for the first time.
All right. As we sit here right now, Philadelphia leads 13-6 in the play-in tournament. So your live line at this moment in time is Sixers -7.5.
Can I guess the live total?
Yeah.
195.
Ooh, close. 197.5.
Oh, wow. That actually is pretty good.
Closed at 208.
And the under.
Is down there. So, right now we sit at 13-8.
Get going, Jimmy Buckets.
Jimmy Butler just had a dunk there, but Philadelphia.
He's got 4. He's on the board.
All right.
We only need 24. I really don't care how many other points they score, as long as Butler gets 24 and as long as Batum gets his one look.
Still to come tonight, Hawks and Bulls. We'll get more analysis on that. Jonathan Von Tobel will join us in hour three. We'll also talk to Nick Whalen as well. Friday night, Sacramento at the New Orleans Pelicans. No Zion Williamson for the Pelicans. And if the Pelicans were able to win that game, boy, it would be quite the sigh of relief for someone, for a team like Oklahoma City to have no Zion Williamson. More than likely, because I think the report was, Jared, he won't be reevaluated for two more weeks. So it looks like pretty unfortunate news moving forward here for
I don't think they're going to have to worry about it too much longer.
Think they get knocked out tomorrow? I'm not so confident. Jimmy Butler, another bucket.
Uh-oh.
6 points for Jimmy Butler.
So, you're telling me, wait a minute, hold on, wait. You're telling me that playoff Jimmy is showing up in the playoffs? No. Play in, Jimmy? Playoff? Play in? Play out?
Don't be counting your chickens just yet there.
I'm not counting any chickens. All I'm saying is we've got 6 points in the first quarter. I feel good about the bet.
The team also has 12.
I could care less how many they score. As long as Jimmy gets to 24... They could literally score 28
Jimmy
points.
Jimmy needs to score more points.
Jimmy! Come on, Jimmy.
All right, let's bounce around the series prices. So earlier in the show,
like
gave out nuggets on the series price. DraftKings had the best number, minus 140, minus 1.5. If you think you're a little more adventurous and think that the Nuggets get it done in five games or less, that's plus 145, so Nuggets in five.
What's the sweep?
We can get exact series prices.
Looks like plus 450 there on the screen.
Yeah, there you go. That would be a Lakers or Nuggets sweep. So let
yeah,
me get
actually,
you.
To be fair, yeah, you'll probably get 5-1 on an. Actually, I don't know. I don't even know if the books are pricing in a Lakers sweep. I mean, come on, that's Lakers money line 4 straight games in a row. There you go. See, you're getting an extra 50 cents there on the dollar for the Nuggets 4-0. Yeah, I'd bet that 5-1. I would take a crack there. Because then, again, think about it, worst case scenario. They're up 3-0, gentlemen sweep. You can bet the Lakers in game four.
That's true.
You're always trying to roll the ball forward with these bets. Especially in the NBA playoffs.
That game would be held in LA.
It would be in LA. So they probably wouldn't be a massive dog, but they'd be a dog for sure.
Yeah, and you would probably be paying a little bit of a tax for the desperation.
I like hedging
the tax in game three.
Agreed. Yes, you'll pay the Lakers tax in game three. Game four, it frankly might go in the other direction. And I think live is always the way to play hedges. I think you always play hedges live. A real professional bettor I trust gave me that piece of advice recently, and I agree with him 100%. I think that's how you hedge your wagers, because you're always trying to look for a slightly better number. And if you don't get the better number, well, that's fine. You've got the original bet in your back pocket. So I like the idea of hedging that one live. So I would take 5-1. I would.
I'm just circling back because I thought, yeah, they did.
They swept them last year.
The Lakers closed in game three, talk about a tax. The Lakers closed in game three against the Denver Nuggets -5.5. They were a 5.5-point favorite.
Absurd.
And they lost.
Now, I think from JVT's perspective, he could give you a lot more context on this, and maybe we'll ask him this next hour. They've kind of fleshed out these taxes a little bit recently, and they've kind of gotten it back to center because it was like over. There was like a point where there was so much of an advantage for that game three team. They really jacked it in the other direction. And last year it almost got to the point where it was overcorrection. And then now we're seeing it back. I'm curious JVT's thoughts on that, because that will come into play at some point in the playoffs.
Yeah. So looking back at last year, remember it was a sweep, but the Lakers were competitive in almost every single game outside of game three, where they lost by 11. But they covered, the Lakers covered the two games in Denver. They were a favorite at both games at home and lost both of those. So they actually went 2-2 ATS in the series, winning or covering both games in Denver. But
30-1 on the Lakers sweep.
Yeah, I think that would
I'm not betting that one.
Yeah, I think that would be a pass.
Yeah.
That would be a no for me, dog, on that one.
I bet you can find a better price than again, you know, shop around. But 5-1 feels fair because you feel like you're at least going to start 2-0. And then you can start to get cute in game three, maybe come back on the Lakers, depending on what that opening price is and if you can find a good live entry point. But I think 4-0 Denver makes sense. If you're trying to find any plus money on this series, where you're not laying a number to really get Denver out in front. I think that's the way to play it.
So series prices right now, I'll run through them. So we've talked about Nuggets and Lakers right now. That is the biggest spread. And I say right now because whoever the Celtics ultimately play, whether it's the Heat, Sixers, or Bulls or Hawks, it will be a bigger number, especially if it was Bulls or Hawks. It would be a massive number for the Celtics to win that series, being that they're the most highly power-rated team in the NBA. But the other four series are all less than $2 for the favorites. So Suns right now, minus 130, T-Wolves plus 110, Cavaliers minus 195, Magic plus 165, Clippers plus 105, Mavericks 120, minus 125, and then Bucks Pacers with Giannis's calf injury, him being out for sure game one. We'll see when he gets back in there. That is a pick'em series at minus 110. So when you look at the other five or other four series prices that we have, we'll get another one later tonight. The Knicks will play the winner of Heat and Sixers starting on Saturday night. Of the other four series, Jared, is there one that does jump out to you from a bet perspective?
If you like the Suns, and the market says you should like the Suns because they're the lower seeded team and they're favored, the way to play it, in my eyes, is to go -1.5 games. Because if you play it forward, if they win in five, well, then you really made a great bet. If you get to game six and they're up 3-2, they're at home. They'll be favored. That, to me, is, again, we are trying to make bets that are forward-thinking wagers. You're not going to make a series bet in the NBA playoffs and win it instantly. It is, to me, more of a chess than checkers. So the series spreads, we do those game one doubles a lot.
Yep.
I think that's a good bet for the Suns as well. Let's look at what that is right now.
They will
Suns
be on the road.
Yes, they will be on the road, but they're a favorite in the series, so you expect them to win the series, and the numbers say if you win game one, you're going to win the series more often than you're going to lose it. I don't see... Oh, here we go. Suns to win game one to win the series, plus 215. Again, those are ways to get a little plus money in your back pocket. You're rooting for the Suns. It's a Suns money line bet in game one. If you're laying 1.5 games, you pretty much need the Suns to at least split the games in Minnesota. But to me, that's how I like playing these. I like your Nuggets bet for the same reason, because I think you're forward thinking here and you're trying to get action on all the games without having to dish out money on every single game. Remember, the postseason is long. You don't want to be hammering every night. So I like the series spreads a lot of these games.
Most shops right now dealing Minnesota Phoenix game one on Saturday afternoon at Minnesota -1. We'll get more NBA thoughts. Nick Whalen, he'll join us next right here on VSiP Primetime.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Don't miss out on all the NBA action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the final, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code VSIN, that's V-S-I-N. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Once again, the code to use, VSIN, V-S-I-N, at DraftKings. The crown is yours. Alongside Jared Smith, I am Tim Murray.
A little injury here, Jimmy Butler.
And Jimmy Butler down in some pain in Philadelphia. 1.5 seconds to go, first quarter, 22-22. So a little comeback here for the Heat as we sit now at in-game at DraftKings.
I didn't see what happened.
4.5. So it looks like a pump fake.
They got a foul, so he. Oh my goodness! Wonder if he took it right on the knee from Oubre there.
Yeah, he came down in some pain on the right.
I think
knee.
He'll be okay. Jimmy Bucket's gonna be okay. Wake up, bud. Get to the line. Knock those two free throws down and get back to the quarter.
22 all with 1.5 seconds to go. In game line at DraftKings 5.5 in favor of the Sixers, which is where the game closed. Total 199.5. So we've seen a movement of about 9 points there towards the under. To help us break down more of the NBA playoffs and maybe tonight's play-in game, let's bring in our good friend from RotoWire. He joins us on our progressive guest line. It is Nick Whalen. Follow him on Twitter at Whalen. Replace the L with the number one there on social media. So let's jump to the more immediate game because I know you've got some thoughts on your beloved Bucks as well. But let's go Hawks-Bulls tonight. Right now, Bulls are laying 3. Total has continued to be on a little bit of a move upwards towards at 223, Nick. So anything that you're eyeing up from a side or total or even a prop perspective tonight in Bulls-Hawks?
Yeah, I mean, this is the one, guys, right? I mean, this is the granddaddy of them all. This is what the regular season has been building to. There's a reason they made this the second game tonight. No, we got to take this one seriously, right? I don't think either of these teams are going to find their way into the postseason, but, you know, one of them is going to have a chance come Friday night. I will say I've been staying away from the sides here, guys. I think both of these teams are obviously very, very erratic. Both teams are missing key players. We won't see Jalen Johnson. We won't see Onyeka Okongwu out there for Atlanta. Obviously, Chicago's been down Zach LaVine for essentially the entire season. And I think the fact that Atlanta is bringing Trae Young back, and I know he played a few games at the end of the regular season, but didn't really look quite like himself. You know, we saw more of a passive version of Trae Young. The minutes were a little bit down. You know, everything that we've been evaluating with the Hawks for the last couple of months, you kind of have to throw that out the window because they're such a different team when Trae Young is out there. They play a lot faster. They're much worse on defense when Trae Young is on the court. So it makes for a tough evaluation. I've been looking at the total. I grabbed it when it was at 222. Like you said, it's up to 223 now. I like the over here, guys. Atlanta's been the best over team in the NBA all season long. Chicago, they're in the top five in terms of going over during the regular season as well. I think we think of this Bulls team as kind of a grinded out, slow-paced defensive team. That was the case early in the season. You know, at the All-Star break, they were right in the middle of the league. They were 15th at defensive rating. Since the break, guys, they are 27th in defense. The pace has actually been up. Atlanta, obviously, they're not a good defensive team. They're even worse with Trae Young. So even if we don't have all that much faith in either offense, I think this could be somewhat of an ugly game. I do like it to go over 223. And then on the prop side of things, Coby White over 19.5 points. I think this is a good spot for him going up against that Atlanta defense.
Love it, Nick. I'm on the over two. I got 221 last night, and I did a little SGP. I went Trae Young over 2.5 made threes, and both teams to get to 105. Feels like that kind of game where I do think Atlanta will have their moments. Trae Young obviously has had plenty of moments in the postseason, but to me, Chicago against that Atlanta defense. Certainly an advantage there. So I think they're going to score a boatload of points tonight. Speaking of boatload of points, Pacers have been scoring them all year long. I guess figure out a way to break this matchup down. You know, at what point do you expect Giannis to come back in this series? Is there a runway? Does he need a game or two to get back? Or is it like a star pitcher coming back from a short IL stint? Boom, right back out there. You don't have to worry about a minor league rehab stint. You're right back out there to face the major league hitters. Because it feels like it's moved a little bit too much towards Indiana. But I'm not quite sold yet if we don't know with Giannis's status hanging in the balance.
You know, first of all, guys, I do think when Giannis is back, we can expect him back. And I don't think we won't see a trip down to AAA Oshkosh where he's playing for the Wisconsin Herd. And unfortunately, we have a track record here with Giannis, right? I mean, this is not the first time that he's been injured in the playoffs. And obviously it worked out for the Bucks back in 2021 when he went out at the end of, I believe, that Nets series, came back just in time to help them beat the Atlanta Hawks, and then was, you know, still a little bit hampered starting the NBA Finals. So I'm not that concerned about what Giannis is going to look like when he's back. To me, the bigger question is, how much time does Giannis miss? And if you've been tracking this, which I'm sure you have over the last week, things have gone from, okay, yeah, you know, maybe we think he could be ready for game one, to over the weekend, yeah, it doesn't look like he's going to be ready for game one. And the way the schedule breaks down for the series, I would not expect him to play in either of the first two games. And I think from there, it'll be touch and go. So I think that's why we've seen Milwaukee, who I believe opened minus 250 to win the series. Now it's minus 110 either way. It's a scary, scary place to be in here as a Milwaukee Bucks fan. I will tell you that. There is not a lot of optimism right now. And what's frustrating is, you know, this is kind of the reason you brought in someone like Damian Lillard. Now, you didn't bring him in and say, hey, we need you for when Giannis is hurt in the playoffs. But he's the type of guy that should be able to at least get a split with Indiana, right? He's the caliber of player that could carry you in a game like this. And unfortunately, it's hard to have confidence in that happening. The way that he's played this season, he's been just fine, right? We just haven't seen those peak Damian Lillard runs, right? You think back to what he looked like in Portland when it felt like these 50-55 point games were routine for Damian Lillard. It feels like he doesn't really have that type of ceiling anymore. So I'm very, very concerned about this first round series for Milwaukee. And you can say this about every team, guys, in the first round, but it is going to be ultra important, I think, for Milwaukee to get off to a good start and try to take game one. You cannot go down 0-2 in this series going back to Indiana the way the Pacers have played this Bucks team this season. And I know a lot has changed. Like, they haven't played since early January. I think that's something that's going a little bit undercovered here. I don't think that this is this nightmare matchup for Milwaukee. I think they're actually okay drawing Indiana, but it's ultimately going to come down to, when does Giannis come back? If he's back for game three and he looks like himself, I think Milwaukee wins the series. If he doesn't come back until game four, game five, then I think Indiana probably takes it.
We're talking once again to Nick Whalen, who joins us here on the Progressive Guest Line. You can follow him on Twitter at Whalen, replace the L with the number one. Phoenix versus Minnesota. We've got a situation here where the sixth seed is the favorite in the series against Minnesota. Game one spread, Minnesota -1. What we've seen movement here towards the Phoenix Suns. Nick, what's your expectations and anything you're looking to back here in a very intriguing first round series?
Yeah, really, really fun series. Obviously, we saw these teams face off in game 82 in a game that both teams really wanted to win, and a game that Phoenix kind of smacked the Timberwolves around, right? And that was the type of game that we've been waiting to see from the Suns, right? Nobody's questioning the level of talent when it comes to Phoenix, but we have an 82-game sample of this team. Even when Brad Beal, Kevin Durant, and Devin Booker are out there together, just not looking nearly as dominant as we thought. And yet, you know, this number, as you alluded to, continues to move in favor of the Suns. Now minus 130 to win the series. I think this is a really tough draw for Minnesota specifically. I think the Timberwolves really, really wanted to get that one seed. I think they would have even been probably a little bit better off facing the LA Lakers. They have the size to combat Anthony Davis and LeBron James and Rui Hachimura. I think the Suns, it's a contrast in styles, right? You got a Minnesota team with Karl Anthony Towns back in the mix that starts a traditional center, which is somewhat rare in Rudy Gobert. You have another big man who has to be out there for 30 to 35 minutes in Karl Anthony Towns. And yeah, you know, Phoenix throws Yusuf Nurkic out there, but ultimately it's a team that's dominated by guards and wings. So I think what it's going to come down to is, you throw Jaden McDaniels on Kevin Durant. Can you contain Devin Booker and, to a slightly lesser degree, Bradley Beal? You're going to be asking a lot of Anthony Edwards in this series defensively. You're going to be asking a lot of, what, a 36, 37-year-old Mike Conley in this series defensively. The Timberwolves do not have a ton of reliable depth, especially defensive wing depth on this roster. So I think we're going to see a lot of high-minute games for Minnesota, where we're going to see a tight rotation for this Timberwolves team. And this one to me feels like a toss-up, guys. I know Phoenix has the talent advantage. They just haven't really proven that they could string together, you know, what is going to be necessary over the course of 2 or 3 weeks to win a series like this. I give a slight edge to the Phoenix Suns, but man, if you're giving me Minnesota at plus 110, I think that is a pretty appealing price.
All right, before we let you run, Nick, of the other series that we have prices on, the other four, what would you look to bet?
I liked it a lot more when it opened at, I believe, minus 110 either way, guys. But I really like the Dallas Mavericks to take care of business against the LA Clippers. And I think that the price has adjusted to probably where it should have opened, because everybody is seemingly just assuming that Kawhi Leonard is going to come back and look like himself. I don't think we can assume that whatsoever. I mean, he's missed, what, 8 consecutive games to end the regular season. There's still some mystery around that knee. The Clippers need Kawhi Leonard to be a top 5 player in the NBA to advance out of this series. Dallas has played the best basketball of any team over the last month. They've played the best, you know, continuity basketball of anybody over the last 20 games. So I love Dallas to advance past the Clippers. And guys, I like them to get out of round 2 as well.
Ooh, all right. Nick, great stuff, man. Always appreciate it.
Hey, anytime,
there,
guys.
There he is. Nick Whalen from RotoWire. The Miami Heat have themselves a 28-22 lead. We'll update you on the play-in tournament. Top of the hour.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.